Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to help us listen to God's voice. By Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Proverbs 2, 1 through 2. Why isn't anyone listening to me? I stomped through the house, picking up empty glasses off tables and socks off the floor. I wondered how I could give the same directions 10 different times and still be ignored. Frustration ensued, and I threatened once again to take away all cell phones and electronics until everyone paid attention to my voice. I retreated to my room in a huff, ready for some quiet time to calm my rising heart rate. In that moment, I remembered part of a verse I'd read before, "Tune your ears to wisdom." I expected God to do something, to make others listen to me. Instead, I now sensed His gentle voice revealing truth from His Word that I desperately needed to hear. In the same way I want others to listen to me, God wants me to listen to Him. It hurts to feel like no one is listening. As a parent, a spouse, a coworker, a friend, a family member, we all want our voices heard by those around us. We long to have someone really pay attention when we're talking, to value what we say. As I struggled with my own longing to be heard by my family that day, I imagined God in all His glory, with the same longing to be heard by His children. Yet in the rush of daily life, we tune Him out until His loving voice becomes a faint sound in the background of all the other things we hear. The first two verses of Proverbs 2 speak to my struggle to listen for God's voice. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. God knew from the beginning of time, with all the noise of this world, we'd need help discerning His voice. When we listen, His commands become a treasured possession to guide us through every part of our lives. If you've struggled to hear God, let today's prayer guide you into giving Him your full attention. He is faithful. Let's pray together for help listening to God's voice. Dear Lord, forgive me for letting the noise of this world drown out Your voice. I've felt distant from you, and I long to draw near to my Heavenly Father once again. I know you're here with me now as I pray. Help me sense your loving presence and listen as you speak. In the busyness of daily life, I sometimes forget to stay connected to you through prayer. Help me align my heart with yours. I choose to find moments throughout my day to spend with you, listening to what you have to say. Help me tune into your voice above all else. And thank you for the peace that comes when I take the time to really listen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.